Extensive Reading 1. The Withered Arm.
Rhoda Brooke sat by the dying fire in her little house. She stared at the fire for a long time, but she saw only the picture in her head of the new wife. At last, tired from her day's work, she went to bed. But the picture of Gertrude Lodge did not go away. When Rhoda slept, the young wife was still there in Rhoda's dreams. She sat on Rhoda's body in the bed, staring into Rhoda's face. Her blue eyes were cold, and with a cruel laugh, she put her left hand in front of Rhoda's eyes. There, on the third finger, was her wedding ring. And the phantom of Gertrude Lodge laughed again. Rhoda turned this way and that way, but the phantom was still there. It sat heavier and heavier on Rhoda's body, and now Rhoda could not move. Always in her ears was that cruel laugh, and always in front of her eyes was that left hand with its wedding ring. At last, half dead with terror, Rhoda suddenly put out her right hand, took hold of the phantom's left arm, and pulled it hard. The phantom fell off the bed onto the floor, and Rhoda sat up. "Dear God," she cried. She felt cold, so cold. That was not a dream. She was here. She could still feel the young woman's arm under her hand, a warm, living arm. She looked on the floor for the woman's body, but there was nothing there. Rhoda Brooke slept no more that night, and at the dairy early the next morning she looked pale and sick. She could not forget the feel of that arm under her hand. When she came home for breakfast, her son asked her, "What was that noise in your room last night, Mother? Did you fall off the bed?"
"Noise?
What time did you hear it?"
"About 2 o'clock."
"But what was it, Mother?"
"Something fell. I heard it. Was it you?"
Rhoda did not answer, and after breakfast she began to do her work in the house. At about midday, she heard something and looked out of the window. At the bottom of the garden stood a woman, the woman from her dream. Rhoda stood still and stared.
Rhoda's son tells her that he met Gertrude Lodge on the road. Mrs. Lodge felt sorry for him because he was wearing old shoes, so she said she would buy him some new shoes. Mrs. Lodge brings the shoes to the house and is very kind and polite. Rhoda is surprised and starts to think of her as more of a friend than an enemy.
2 days later, Mrs. Lodge came again, with a new shirt for the boy, and 12 days after that, she visited Rhoda a third time. The boy was out that day.
"I like walking up here on the hill," Mrs. Lodge told Rhoda, "and your house is the only one up here."
They talked about the weather and the village. Then Mrs. Lodge got up to leave.
"Are you well, Rhoda?" she asked. "You look pale."
"Oh, I'm always pale," said Rhoda. "But what about you, Mrs. Lodge? Are you well?"
"Yes, I am, but there is something. It's nothing very bad, but I don't understand it."
She uncovered her left hand and arm. There were marks on the arm, yellowy brown marks, like marks made by fingers. Rhoda stared at them.
"How did it happen?" she asked.
"I don't know," said Mrs. Lodge. "One night when I was in bed, I had a dream, and then suddenly my arm hurt very badly. Perhaps I hit it on something in the daytime, but I don't remember it."
She laughed. "My dear husband says it's nothing very much, and he's right, of course."
"Yes. Which night was that?" said Rhoda.
Mrs. Lodge thought for a moment.
"It was 2 weeks ago today. It was 2 o'clock in the night. I remember because I heard the clock."
It was the same night, the same hour as Rhoda's dream of the phantom. Rhoda remembered the terror of it and felt cold. "How can this be?" she thought, when Mrs. Lodge left. "Did I do that? But why? She is innocent and kind. I don't want to hurt her. And how can a thing like that happen? Only witches can do things like that."